KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The co-pilot, who prosecutors say flew a German jetliner into a French mountainside last Tuesday, had been treated for suicidal tendencies before he got his commercial pilot's license.
German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz had had psychotherapy several years before becoming a pilot. And at that time, there had been what they called a note about suicidal tendencies. They have not found any sign of a physical illness and no evidence that he told anyone what he was going to do. Christoph Kumpa is a spokesman for the investigators in Dusseldorf.
We haven't found a letter or anything like that that contains a confession.
I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say police officers opened fire today on two men in an SUV, both dressed as women and wearing wigs, as they tried to crash the gate at Fort Meade, Maryland, home to the National Security Agency. One man was killed, the other hospitalized, as is a police officer. A medical examiner in Massachusetts has described removing small nails, metal pellets, and other debris from the wounds suffered by 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was killed in the Boston Marathon bombing. AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports the testimony moved jurors as prosecutors rested their case.
Three jurors in the front row were openly crying as they looked at the autopsy photos. They were dabbing their eyes with tissues repeatedly. And three other male jurors would occasionally put their hands to their faces. They were also affected by these photos. It was obviously a very emotional thing for them to go through.
Eight members of a Florida church were killed early today when their van crashed into a water-filled ditch. The Highway Patrol is now checking for mechanical problems.
We're documenting the vehicle now to see if there's any mechanical issues or how the tires looked and all that stuff.
This is AP Radio News. A South African comedian who joined Comedy Central's The Daily Show in December will become host when Jon Stewart leaves this year.
Yeah, so it's I guess the beginning of the roller coaster now.
Trevor Noah, who's in Dubai at the moment on a comedy tour, so sorry for the phone line, says The Daily Show will be different with him as its face, but he says what's great is the institution that endures. And he says while Jon Stewart's leaving hosting behind, he'll still be around for advice.
What's great for me is I have a mentor and I have a friend that I can call on, I guess, a fellow comedian at the end of the day.
Noah is young, 31, and not that well known. Stewart, who's 52, told him, "I wasn't that different when I started in this job 16 years ago." Warren Levinson, New York.
Selfie sticks, those devices which grasp cell phones so people can take pictures of themselves farther away, are being banned at Coachella and Lollapalooza music festivals this summer in Indio, California, and Chicago. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.